He said from him.
Oh, that's idiot.
Welcome to Hello Dysfunction episode 331. I'm Patafria. This is Hello Dysfunction.
I'm Crystal.
Hello Dysfunction.
Yeah, and I'm over here.
Five times.
Hello Dysfunction.
Yep.
I'm gonna fidget for a minute. Mind your fucking business.
I woke up this morning with a sore throat. Yep. And I'm pissed because I ain't been sick in like
a
year.
There.
If you realize I ain't been sick in
at all,
we've at least a year. Yeah. So,
well,
I felt it coming on last night and I was like, nope, not acknowledging it. Nope. And this morning I woke up and it was here. And so I have not been feeling good today. I'm just going to took some Advil before I came over a lot. And I'm just going to try
OD.
I was going to drink tea earlier, but all my honey is solidified, so I have it soaking in hot water to try to liquefy it again.
I have some on the counter you can have.
Okay, so I made hot coffee instead, but that don't work as well. Mm-mm. So I really need to drink tea when I get home.
I'm not a honey fan at all.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I have to have it in my tea. Otherwise, like,
once in a while, I'll drink it in tea.
Unless I have like a London fog, then I don't need in that kind of tea, but
I really like beetroot sugar.
I have date sugar. Rocks. I never seen that. Oh. I just have date. Oh, I have monk fruit sugar too.
You try that?
No.
Try one of those and see.
Well, it's like powdered, you know?
Yeah.
I have that. I'll try that too.
What form is the date sugar?
Like a dark ass syrup.
Yeah. Let me try that.
That's solidified too. They're friends in the hot tub right now together in my sink.
Nice.
So
nice.
After they relax, maybe I could have some when I get home. Yeah, I'm going to drink a lot of tea. I'm going to take a bath and I'm just going to try to fucking chill out.
You have zinc and shit?
Yeah, I have those gummies that you had gave us.
The elderberries.
Yep. I have those. I took one last night and I took one today.
Okay.
And I'm just going to try to prevent it from getting any worse. But yeah. I've been feeling like shit today.
It's going around.
Yeah, it really sucks. I'm supposed to get Lonnie tomorrow.
Hey.
So, yeah. But, just until the evening, cause she's still in school this week, but, hopefully I could get her also this weekend and then not next week, but the week after she'll still be off of school, I believe. So I'll be able to get her some more days then. So that'll be nice. Cause we haven't had her in a while.
Yeah. Maybe we can plan some of, you know, how our annual Christmas stuff we do.
Yeah, I was thinking this weekend.
Yeah, or maybe we can plan it when we have her.
This weekend.
Yeah. Oh, you're gonna have this weekend?
This weekend, I'm supposed to try to get her like Friday or Saturday.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
That'll be really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll go do the one thing.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that'll be fun. You guys want to hear something? Just another... What is it? What would the form of the word be?
What?
Telepathic? Telepathy?
Telepathy.
So she had texted me last night and I had said something along the lines. I let her know that I was making some shit, basmati rice with chickpeas and turmeric and some ground beef with like garam masala and sumac and, you know, like some Middle Eastern food. And I'd made two kinds of homemade tzatziki sauce and her ass texts back and is like, dude, the day before at the store.
Literally the night before.
Grabbed the exact same. Oh, sorry. We had English cucumbers as well.
Yeah. The night before, and that isn't like a regular thing that I
ever.
I never make like Mediterranean food or nothing like that. But never. The night before I had ran into her at the store, I had got English cucumbers, chickpeas, tzatziki sauce, and I already had like Kalamata olives and bell peppers and shit at the house. But I had plans to make like a bowl, like with tzatziki and yeah. stuff. And I was like, oh, here we go again. No mention of it. Nothing. No, you know, nothing.
We haven't said, up. Oh, I really want this.
I miss that. No, nothing, nothing at all. And then I told her what made me think of it is this creator that I follow. She makes like hella big salads all the time.
So good.
To get in, you know, more vegetables. And her page came up the other day, some taco salad thing. And I remembered when I very first followed her, the reason I followed her was because she put together this big quinoa, chickpea, tzatziki, cucumber fucking salad thing. Yum. And that's what made me think, but it wasn't the video that came up. It just her, you know, that was why I followed right. her. So it was like a mental note, like, oh, that sounds good.
And I just was like, I really want some tzatziki sauce. So when that night at the store, I got some, but I got a different one than her. Came home. It tasted like absolute hell. Mark was like, why don't you just make it?
Yeah.
Then I went back, got the shit to make it, and was on Patreon live at 4 a.m.
Making it?
Making two different kinds.
Wow.
One with mint, one with dill.
That's fucking weird.
Very and, weird.
I told her telepathy is like a real thing. And, you know, people, the government, excuse me, whoever tries to tried once upon a time to act like it wasn't. They tried to stifle that in people and cover it up. But it's very much a real thing. We have examples of it all the time. We'll think of someone we don't even be talking to. They'll call immediately. That day when Will was like, Pinole has pizzazz, yeah. out of fucking nowhere. We had just had the conversation earlier, hours prior. When shit like that happens, it's just confirmation. I wish I knew how to tap into that better, you know, to just like use it.
Because it happens
so often. It's so undeniable. Yeah.
So often. And just another thing, I was like, oh, here we go again.
Another example. Yeah. It's
crazy. Can you imagine if we could tap into it?
I know. I mean, there are people who can. So it's like, you know, there has to be a way.
We'd be unstoppable. We'd be unstoppable
if we used our superpowers.
Right. Until then, just use our other one.
I thought about the other day, the day after our party. We'll talk about that in a second. But when I was getting ready that night before, I had an iced coffee in my bathroom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I meant to put it in the fridge because I had a lot left and I didn't. And the next day I woke up and I was like slightly hungover, not feeling good. Don't and I was like, my bathroom is hella cold. So it's basically like a refrigerator in my brain. And I was like,
you're a nasty girl.
I need to take Advil and Excedrin and right now because I really feel like shit. I'm just going to chug this real quick. So I drank it. First, I smelled it. Smelled like a nice coffee. So I chugged it.
Wait, wait, wait. It had creamer in it?
Yes.
Dairy.
I mean, Coffee Mate. Coffee Mate is like, yeah, but no. Chugged it. And was good, but
your
I was
tummy
like,
didn't hurt?
No, and I was thinking she would talk so much shit.
You're
to
a
me.
Gremlin, bitch. You're a fucking gremlin. You're a fucking gremlin.
I am. But I laughed to myself and I felt a little guilty because I was like, I would be judged if she knew I just picked this up and hey. Smelled this mason jar iced coffee and fucking chugged it. But I was like, you know, logic tells me the bathroom is freezing. And
I mean, technically, yeah. you're not wrong.
Yeah.
I leave shit in the car and it's so fucking cold.
It's so
lately,
cold.
I just go get
yeah,
it.
Yeah. So, it's really cold in my bathroom. So I was good.
Yeah. Don't do that during the summer. You'll no. fucking die.
No.
There's shit here from like the week before. She's like,
what I'll do.
It's a little flat, but it's okay. And just
it'll be from Tuesday and then I record again Friday or Saturday, yeah. depending on how the week goes. So it's not a full week old, but if it was, I would probably still drink that too. Cause I just,
and nobody's in here. No one comes in here.
I just, yeah, I don't care. I just don't care. Like, you know,
if I die, I die.
I reheat coffee that's in the pot. I don't fucking care.
You want to know what Nona used to do?
What?
You know, we had a coffee pot going from 4 a.m. to yeah. fucking 10 p.m. at yeah. night. The very last pot,
mm-hmm.
if there was like this much coffee in the coffee pot, you know how you pour the water in the back?
She'd pour the coffee in
that
there.
That bitch would pour the coffee in there.
I've thought about that before.
And put the rest water and then do it like
I've
that.
I've thought about that. Like, will that strengthen it up a little bit?
Well,
I'm not mad. Donna, that's some shit so. I would do. It's, I mean, it's probably
my grandpa used to get so fucking pissed at her and she did not give a fuck.
Why waste it though? Why waste it? That's how I look at it.
I mean,
so, I'm not mad. I would do it too. You know,
a little extra kick.
Yeah. Probably makes it a little stronger. Pour coffee to run through the filter instead of water. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Bathroom coffee is safe. So the party. We had our holiday party. It was very stressful and we got it done. And
it was hella fun though.
We got good feedback. So I hope everyone had a good time and enjoyed themselves. I was very anxious and my attitude was not good. So it could have been better for me, but I'm not worried about myself. You know, I'm worried about.
I think you presented okay, though. Like, yeah. To everybody else. Like, I knew you were really anxious and how you were feeling. But I think your interactions were great.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not
for everybody else, not you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to play it off. Yeah, I'm not going to have walk around with a fucking attitude to people. But I hope that everybody had a good time. Send us our photos if you have photos, because I want to put together a reel. And also I want to put together one from our previous holiday party, because I still have all those and never did anything with them. So, I want to share both.
We were just talking about how a lot of people were saying the food was really good and wanted to know where it was from. And both of us were like, we didn't even eat.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to, and it smelled really good and everything, but I was too anxious. I was like smoking cigarettes. I had to immediately start drinking by myself.
Oh, it made me so happy.
Loosen up a little bit.
I think it went really well, though.
Yeah, it could have been better. There's some things that, you know.
Yes.
I always am looking, because I know what type of expectations I have, so I expect that at the very least from something that I'm presenting, you know? So, there are things that we can do better, but you know, things happen. Things always seem to happen.
Always, dude.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Shit was planned for and still fucking hits bumps, but you know, that's life.
Yeah. People traveled out from Arizona,
Seattle,
from Oregon, from Bakersfield. Like, I couldn't believe it. Could not fucking believe it. And just the best energy. Everybody like was so warm and like happy and just really good energy. So I was really happy with everybody that we got to see.
It really was like a family.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nice.
It was really nice.
So that was on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Freezing. It was really freezing that night.
Yeah.
But yeah, we finally got that done. That was cool.
It was really nice meeting everybody, you know.
Yeah. I still haven't put names to the faces, you know, like, and vice versa, because like you said, there's people from the clubhouse that you interact with a lot and didn't realize that that's who you were talking to.
Nope.
So we still haven't mastered that, putting the names and faces together with who's actually who. But like some people sent me photos and I was like, oh my God, like, this is your social media page, like not realizing that's who they were.
Yes.
It's crazy. But, you know, when you're talking to somebody on social media, like you just see this small profile photo, like you don't see a full picture or anything, or It's not like FaceTime or something where you can really have a clear view of who you're talking to.
Right.
So, yeah, that was funny. But there were some kids there. Peace had fun with kids. It was a pajama party. Everybody was cozy. And yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
I was happy with the turnout for sure. It was more. There was more people at this holiday party than there was at our first one.
Yeah.
So that was cool. I didn't really expect that, you know, this time of year and everything. So if you are in the clubhouse, Mark, thank God, was able to salvage the footage from the episode we recorded at the party. It was corrupt. Like there was a...
The power went out.
No, there was a problem with the video. The video was all fucked up. He showed me. And
remember the audio stopped for a minute?
Yeah, but this is the video. It was like all crazy, yeah, corrupt.
Said that's what fucking...
So what he did was he had to run it through a like recovery site, and we just crossed our fingers, and he showed me before and after just now, and it completely like repaired it.
Thank
so
God.
Yeah, that's great that that was even a fucking option. Otherwise we would have lost the whole first 15 minutes of video that we had.
That
would
have really
a big chunk.
A
yeah.
Big chunk.
So yeah, I'm really happy that that got recovered. So if you are in the clubhouse, you'll be able to watch, you know, the recording part of it. Service in there was not really good. Like my phone kept going to SOS mode, which is fucking annoying. So we unfortunately were unable to go live. That was kind of our plan to stream part of it live for the people in the Patreon.
Yeah,
but maybe next time, like if we could get on their Wi-Fi or something, we'll be able to figure that out if we use that place again.
Yeah. That shit. Thank God he was able to recover it.
Yeah.
I was just thinking.
It would have sucked if that big of a chunk was missing. Christmas is next Thursday. I don't know how it's already here. I'm like, I got most of my stuff done already because I'm not doing a lot of shopping this year. I already said. But I just have like maybe 5 more things to get. And I hope to knock that out like before this weekend and get it done. I already wrapped some stuff last night. So, yeah, I'll be happy.
It's stressful.
Yeah, I just it's hard because ordering things like there's a lot of stuff that's not going to arrive on time.
Yeah.
And that's a bummer, but. Whatever. It'll be fine.
You guys want to know a secret? I haven't done Christmas shopping in years. Mark does all the shopping. I do stocking. That's
yeah.
What I do is stocking. But he fucking does all of it.
Yeah.
Thank God, because it wouldn't get done. There's no way it would get done. Because it feels very overwhelming to me.
Yeah.
So I'm
Thank
so
God
glad
for
it's
Mark.
Approaching. Yeah, for real. I'm really glad. Christmas is approaching.
Yeah.
Well,
I've been debating whether or not I'm going to go to my aunt's house this year for Christmas Eve. Yeah, because I haven't seen my family in like 4 years. And it sucks because me going no contact with my mom and her household has basically made it so that I can't see the rest of my fucking family because they're going to be there. But I'm kind of tired of that.
I think you should go.
Yeah, I was talking to P's dad about it today, and he's like, are you going to go? And it's like, I want to see everybody else. So if I do, you know, I can be civil. I'm not going to be fucking hugs and kisses and shit, but right. Like, I can be civil. I have to assess my level of discomfort,
right,
like how, because
right.
That's what's most important. My
for
kids
sure.
Can go. They don't need me to go. They can go without me. But in order for me to go, I have to just figure out how uncomfortable or how tolerable that would be.
There's going to, of course, you know, when you enter a situation like that, there's like a little bit of anxiety.
There's anxiety when it's normal, when it's a normal fucking
right.
interaction,
right.
You know, but like, especially when I'm not on good terms with my fucking mother and she's going
right.
to be there. So I don't know. It's been like 4 years since I've talked to her.
I can't believe that shit.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm not down to be fake. You know what I'm saying? That's the main thing. And I'm not gonna, excuse anything. And I'm, you know,
yeah,
it's just like, hey, like just, if you could keep it that way, then it'll be fine.
Very, superficial service level.
Yeah.
I think it'd be all right.
Yeah.
But I agree. I don't think you should excuse anything at all.
I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it would be nice for you to see the aunt.
uncle. Yeah, like it's cousins and, you know, aunts and uncles and shit that I miss that I haven't seen in a long time. And it's hard because like my mom does Thanksgiving at her house. My mom does like Easter at her house. Like there's all this shit that is at her house. So this is the only holiday where I even really have an option to see the other people, but I'm going to run into them. So I don't know. We'll see.
Would you ever be down to, like, maybe in the summer or something, host like a little barbecue or something with the family that you do?
No. Mm-mm. Nope. So we'll see if
I can't stand her.
We'll see how Christmas Eve goes. I'll talk to my aunt. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe see what she thinks about it.
Speaking of Christmas, there's a man living your dreams and love Christmas and coziness.
Uh-huh.
There's a man in the UK. His name is Andy. Uh-huh. He's 62. He lives every single day.
Like it's Christmas?
Yep. He is.
That's the dream.
Yeah. So he's.
And who says you can't? Like.
He's from.
He said, fuck societal norms. I can do what I want. Yep. I'm an adult.
He said he celebrated Christmas every single day since July 14th, 93.
Wow.
No expense is spared. Turkey, the trimmings, presents, and cards, alongside festive songs and films, and even the King's speech at 3 p.m. He said it's really fun celebrating Christmas every day.
It really is. How old is he? Is he an old man?
62. And he has now celebrated Christmas for 11,837 days.
That's like the kind of partner I would like to find if I ever found a partner. Because why not? Because why fuck it? If it makes you happy, we're here on a dying planet.
Why not?
Our day, society is crumbling before our very eyes. We have a limited amount of time here. Why fucking not? I have this video saved of, I don't know if it's a woman or what, but there's like a basement. You know how a lot of homes like in the Midwest and shit have basements?
I always wanted a basement.
Me too. And in California, they don't really have basements anywhere. But this household, you fucking go and you open the basement door and it's, you know how it's a living space. So it's like a, looks like a living room down there and shit and a bathroom and stuff. And it's all Christmas, just year round. It's all fucking Christmas.
It's the Christmas room.
What the fuck? Like, why can't that be normal for everyone? Why can't, you know what I mean? Why can't I have a bigger space?
Why can't I have a fucking basement?
A basement, a Christmas basement. So I could go in there and drink coffee and read books and be cozy and watch movies and do whatever, have fudge, do whatever the fuck I want down there and have Christmas. Yeah.
I'm making fudge.
I have an attitude. I'm going to go down to the Christmas basement.
Because you start acting, you need to go to your Christmas basement.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
You need some fucking cheer.
I start sleeping down there. It just becomes my room. You never leave. Yeah. Yeah. Like I love it. I love it.
No, but for real.
No, there's no laws saying we can't fucking do it. We need to do it.
I agree.
Yeah.
But
some people do shit like leave their tree up year round and decorate it for all the... No, no, no. Not. I don't want a Valentine's Day tree. I don't want a 4th of July tree. No. I don't want a summertime tree. I want a Christmas tree all year round.
Yep.
I want Christmas up all year round. Yeah.
I notice with Christmas... for the most part, people who celebrate it around that time of year tend to be a little nice.
Yeah, like for sure. More giving. They're in the giving spirit. Yeah. They're a little nicer. It's warmer, warmer attitudes.
Definitely.
Yeah, I agree.
So.
We should have that all the time.
Everybody should pretend it's
fucking Christmas. Where's your fucking Christmas basement? Yeah, I agree. That would be great.
Yeah, when I read that, I was like, oh.
We're having really cold weather right now, so it makes me think if this continues into like January, February, you know, maybe I'll keep my tree up longer this time. Because last year, by the end of January, it was packed the fuck up. I was like, this don't feel like Christmas to me. It just doesn't feel like it. And I feel like I'm being fake and I'm not a fake ass bitch. So I'm going to pack this shit up and stop being fake. Now, I hope I have a chance to keep everything up longer.
Like
April. God intended. Yeah.
Like my creator wants.
Right. We'll see, you guys. Let's hope for it.
Mine stays up out of laziness or just out of chaos. but I like it. I like how it looks.
Yeah.
I like how Naya threw up those lights this year under the mirror that look very homely.
It looks very cozy. Yeah, it's very cozy.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. My living room is really cozy. Jingle Bears on the love seat. Like, it's really cute and Christmas in there. I like it. And Mochi ain't really been fucking with shit like I thought. She does every now and then, but not really bad.
Your living room has a very good feel anyway.
Yeah, I like it in there.
It does. It has very good energy. I like it a lot.
A lot of people have been hosting like these social sales. Have you heard about them?
No. What's that?
So there's an app called Whatnot, and people go on there and stream, and you could go on there and just create a profile and shop, or you can actually sell on there. But have you ever seen, it's really popular in Asia. I think China might've started it first, but there's like whole malls basically. And each store has like partitions and shit, and it'll be a seller in each one with a ring light and a fucking camera, and they're live streaming, and they're doing basically Home Shopping Network.
Like QVCs?
Yes. And they're doing it with clothing, with home goods, with vintage, with sneakers, with what toys, whatever. Shit for kids, anime, whatever the fuck.
We got half a store in the garage right now.
All of these interests, right? And so it's supposed to be like, China already been did it first, but it's supposed to be like the next up and coming big thing. And I'm starting to see more places do it, more creators do it. The girl I mentioned before that sells the vintage rings, I saw her post that when she goes live there, she's doing it. A shoe store that I get sneakers from in LA, they do it. Like, I'm starting to see more and more people pick up on it.
So basically they have like a live stream like Home Shopping Network.
Yep.
And then do people comment and say, I want to buy those?
Yep.
And
so I even seen people do live auctions, and like the sneaker store that I'm talking about in LA, they hosted one, and they're like, okay, there's this shoe. It's like a used Travis Scott, whatever, for example. Let's see, you got like 10 seconds. Here we go. And they ended up getting like fucking $850 for the fucking shoe in like 10 seconds or however long they did it. But people are live bidding right then and there. And then they close the auction, sold. That's it.
And then they move on to the next object.
The next item. Yeah. So everything doesn't have to be an auction, though. Like, you know, I guess maybe like a higher value thing. It would be smart to do it that way. But I mean, there's like handbags. There's anything you can possibly think of. Furniture, anything. And they're displaying it, showing it real QVC-like, and selling the shit on there. Or you could go on there and buy.
We are... reverting back to QVC. Our roots.
Yes, yes.
For those that don't know what QVC is, it
was drunk people,
and it
older
ran
people,
24/7.
Anytime you can't sleep, you go on there and you fuck off your husband's check. Bob's gonna wake
a lot
up.
Of blouses. Pissed.
There's boxes showing up. Your mom's getting in trouble because there's boxes after boxes getting delivered.
Yes,
Nona. I'm talking about anything from hairspray to cooking utensils to fucking
brooches.
Anything, jewelry. Anything. Yeah, it was such. Do they still have it?
I don't know.
On cable, they had their own channel, but it also used to come on certain hours on regular TV, like late night. And they would just be selling any fucking thing.
Sometimes they would have a random like B-list celebrity join
co-host. They have an 800 number. Sometimes they would take live calls. Susan, are you there, Susan?
I'm so happy you to be really buying this.
You want this flat iron? You're going to look great for Christmas.
It sold out last time.
It
I'm
did.
So glad
you
I
know,
could get it.
You know, we only got two left, Susan. You get this flat iron.
I'll take both.
Your husband's going to, he's not going to keep his hands off of you.
Yes.
It's shit like that. Yes. That's what it was. Yes. And there, you'll see clips sometimes from people eating shit. They would fall on live
QVC.
Oh my
God, yes.
They would be on there drunk, slurring. Like, it was fucking great. So I would like to do a QVC. I have so many vintage jackets. I have so many shoes. I have so many things, just stuff. Why can't I do it?
I might do it with a cat or two.
Why not?
Just kidding.
Do you guys want this? Art. Anything.
Yeah.
Do you think you would like this in your home? All your friends are going to go nuts if they go in your house and they fucking see this painting.
My channel will be running 24/7 because of my insomnia.
You can't stop talking. You're smoking cigarettes. You're making rice. You cannot stop talking. They're like, are you going to sell anything? Or are you just here?
You're just going to sit here and fucking talk.
I mean, okay, let me correct myself because I'm not too familiar with the site. I downloaded it, but I don't know if you have to sell things or if you could. It's called Whatnot. I mean, I think you could do Whatnot.
Whatever, right? Whatnot.
Whatever. I think you could just talk and whatnot. I think you don't have to sell things.
Oh, well, look at that.
It is a marketplace, but you might just be able to hang out. It might be kind of like that Super Live that I tried to turn everybody on to once upon a time.
And then they fucking ended it on us.
Yeah.
Hey,
I think like the feds got involved and it was like craziness.
Was a wild fucking place.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
That I hope it's like that.
Yeah. What if it is? What if you just want to go sing songs for 5 hours to whoever scrolls? Because you can scroll through lives based on category.
Shut up.
Yeah. It could just be entertainment.
Karaoke.
We need to look into this. If you're on there and you're familiar and you could teach us a thing or two and whatnot, get in the comments.
I see what you did there.
Get in the comments and tell us a little bit more about it. Pros and cons. And... Yeah. Let's try to do something with that.
Listen, I'm not mad. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
And I think that's a cool idea, cool way to British.
And not have to have people come out, drive out to you. You know, I can ship it to you. The shit I saw, it said the like shipping price also. So it's not like, I think maybe it calculates it for you like the way that Mercari and shit does.
Yeah. And you know, if you're showing an object live, you know, sometimes with photos, like there's a part of it you want to see or an angle and you can't, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to wait for them to respond.
I want you to open up that purse and show me what it looks like inside.
Show me the pockets.
Show me, is there holes in the pockets? Is it stained? Show me any imperfections.
Can it hold
a scuff on a shoe? I want to see everything.
Can it hold a gallon of milk? Yeah. Show me how deep it goes.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like
and
that.
That's supposed to be like the next, you know, it's
all the rage.
Yeah, it's going to be all the rage with how to shop. It's supposed to be a popular new way to shop. It's already blown up in Asia, but we'll see. I think it's going to be a thing.
It's so crazy because we lived here.
Yeah.
I love that shit's coming back.
Yeah. Because imagine people that you follow or whatever that you already find interesting. Watching them do QVC. Yes, please. Yeah, I want to see that. And if you yell at your kids in between or whatever.
I was just going to say, you fight with your husband a little bit.
You kick your fucking animals out the room over and over and you're cussing. Yes, I want to see all of it.
Please.
Yeah. It sounds like it could be a great thing.
Definitely.
So let's look into whatnot. I don't know if you saw this, but Netflix has made a deal with My Favorite Murder. With My Favorite Murder and Buried Bones podcast. And they are now the exclusive hosts of all of their video episodes of those two podcasts.
Netflix? Wow. Yeah,
starting in 2026. So I think that's going to be a new thing also.
Wow.
Good for them.
Yeah.
I hope they got a lot of money in the deal, the shows. But yeah, so I think... Netflix is now dipping its toes in the podcast world.
Wow.
And they're going to be hosting podcasts on the platform.
That's cool.
Yep. Have you heard of us? Does anyone work at Netflix? Can they send them our show?
Right. Can you guys email them?
Then you don't have to go on fucking YouTube and shit. You can just on your TV right there. I know you're watching shit on there. Yeah, thought that was cool.
At least it isn't my arch nemesis this time.
Who? Oh. Yeah, just wait. Just give it time, you know probably.
What? Swear to God.
Rob Reiner.
Hey.
Who is Rob Reiner?
So, Rob Reiner.
Help me understand who that is, because the name is familiar.
Rob Reiner. I can't remember if he produced or directed.
Produced Sleepless in Seattle, Stand Misery. By Me. Oh, did he do Misery?
Misery,
Misery is a holiday classic.
When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Not Sleepless in Seattle. When Harry Met Sally, Stand By Me.
The Princess Bride. Like, he's been involved in, like, big fucking movies. He was on All in the Family, that show back in the day.
So I don't know what that is.
It's a fucking
corny, it was before our time.
Honk family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But before our time, right? Definitely. More like our parents' time.
Yep. Carolyn was a big watcher of fucking All in the Family. He was very big into, he was very left-leaning. He was very outspoken for LGBTQIA rights.
Talked big shit about Trump.
Big shit.
Mm-hmm.
So for those that don't know, him and his wife were found by their adult daughter, stabbed to death.
Their throat slit.
Murdered in their home.
Mm-hmm.
The night before, they had had their holiday party, and they had a 32-year-old son as well. His name's Nick. And a lot of the guests said something about feeling uncomfortable because of his behavior. Now, Nick is someone who had battled addiction throughout his life, went through some homelessness, some mental health issues. I think there were periods where the parents tried to do some tough love.
Yeah.
I
think he ended up getting checked in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And that was like, shouldn't have did that. Probably shouldn't have did that.
Final straw. You didn't want to give me $500?
Is that what it was over?
No, but I read that he constantly asked for
money. Yeah.
As
kids do.
So he's now been arrested, and he's been officially charged so far with 2 counts of first-degree murder with special circumstances. You know who his lawyer is?
Who? He has a lawyer already? Who?
His name is Alan Jackson, same motherfucker that represented Harvey Weinstein in his L.A. case.
Real piece of shit. Lawyers are like bloodthirsty. Like, you just couldn't fucking wait to represent, just to get your name out there, just to get the clout.
Imagine representing somebody like fucking a piece Harvey of
shit.
Weinstein.
Yeah, a piece of shit, a true piece of shit.
And I know like family dynamics, the inner workings are really complicated sometimes, right? Especially if you throw in addiction and mental health issues, and you know, as a parent. Was it you I was talking with recently? Like, you never know the right way to navigate it, you know?
No.
I was talking about it with someone regarding, do you give them money or not? Do you, you know, do the tough love thing, you know?
Yeah.
And then.
I just complained to you about how I'm fucking.
That's
just
what we
used
do.
And used and used.
That's what we
used
do.
Till you can't use no more and then use some more. Like, I just, and I don't say no. So we didn't really.
Same.
I mean, I try. It's just, yeah, it's such
it's,
a fucking.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
You know? And so I can only imagine the level of like tension and shit in the house.
Because we're regular folk, right? Imagine being rich. Imagine being a millionaire and having
and
fucking.
And your kid's like, give me fucking $5,000.
Yeah. And they're not asking for $100 or, $300 or whatever. They're asking for $10,000. And they're like, you can't say you ain't got it.
Right.
You know? So that would be hard not being able to deny having it or, you know, like.
And then I think about things like, okay, say you don't give it to your kid, right?
Yeah.
And then they go do someone else's fucking drugs and get fentanyl and die. Then you're like.
That's those parents that are on fucking intervention. And they're like, I do it because I don't want them to get in trouble getting it. Or yeah. I don't want. And I always would judge those parents and be like, you're so fucking dumb. You're enabling and you're killing your fucking kid. You're killing your kid. But maybe just have them put in jail. Honestly. Lie. Maybe have them put in jail. Because then they're isolated from some of the shit.
And forced into.
Kind of. Unless they're in there sucking dick or something. Or getting it another way. Doing somebody's laundry like Billy, and getting it. Bitch. I mean, what? Not sucking dick.
He wasn't sucking dick. But he was fucking but there's running a way. Up tabs.
Yeah. Or, you know, you do favors. Like, there's ways to get fucking drugs easily in jail. But it's maybe just a little harder than on the street.
Yeah, so did you see what Donald Trump said?
Yeah, he's a cocksucker for real. He's like,
that's insane.
There's no limit. There's no limit to the amount of low he'll go. There's no, it's never ending.
He's fucking
insane. He said, like, what did he call it? Not Donald Trump disease.
I got it.
What was
bitch.
What did he fucking call it? Bitch, you're just making up anything talking out of your big asshole.
This motherfucker released a statement on the murders and said, Rob Reiner, a tortured and struggling but once very talented movie director and comedy star, has passed away together with his wife, Michelle, reportedly due to the anger he caused others. Through his massive, unyielding, and incurable affliction with a mind-crippling disease known as Trump derangement syndrome. Sometimes Trump referred to
derangement syndrome.
As TDS.
Stop making shit up.
He was known to have driven people crazy by his raging obsession of me, President Donald J. Trump, with his obvious paranoia reaching new heights as the Trump administration surpassed all of our goals and expectations of greatness, and with the golden age of America upon us, perhaps like never before, may Rob and Michelle rest in peace.
Why didn't you keep your fucking sloppy mouth shut? Your what? Sloppy, saggy mouth shut. Why did you take this time? That's just in such poor taste. In such poor taste. It's like a new low.
Not only that.
Why don't you just shut the fuck up?
The bitch says, together with his wife, Michelle reportedly passed away due to the anger he caused others through his massive, and then the Donald Trump derangement.
Yeah, that's why he passed away. That's why. I hate Donald Trump.
I
really fucking
that
hate
fucking
him.
Like, disgusting fucker.
You just gotta laugh because there's no limit to how far he'll go. It's insanity.
And I'm sorry, like at this, we've said it for a few years, but at this point, if you still fucking like somebody like this and back him and argue with people like defending and supporting him, you're just as fucking nuts. You might be worse.
You're worse.
Yeah. You might be worse because you're choosing.
Yeah.
To fucking ride for this orange honk. Like,
it's gross.
He's so
it's
fucked
like,
up.
You know, he probably started laughing when he got the news. Like, and I'm going to use that opportunity to explain a situation that happened in the last few days. Someone lost their life, right? It was like suicide. A lot of people that I know, well, one person I know and a lot of people that I'm like mutuals with are like grieving this person, right? I'm not going to say who it is. Okay. So they're like grieving this person, and I used to follow the person that passed away, right? And I stopped because that person was using the hard R when they were on live. And I followed this person for many years.
Oh, I have no idea who you're talking about, by the way.
I followed this person for years, and they were always like known for being a shit show. Like, they would get drunk on their lives. They'd be doing fucking drugs and fucking be drunk as fuck. They had, you know, substance abuse problems. They would go live and they'd be up for fucking days, and it would just be a shit show, right? And I would never watch it like laughing. A lot of people would watch and laugh and like whatever, thought it was funny. I was always like, damn, this is a hella troubled person. This is hella sad to watch, you know, like from a more concerned standpoint, like, goddamn, there's no family getting this person help. There's no like real friends.
Like, why is nobody helping stop
like
him?
People that would,
them, whoever.
It's people that would get around this person. And I think they just wanted the attention that person got. Yeah. So they would be around getting fucked up with them, whatever. And then they would go home. Like, I felt like nobody could help this person. Anyway, this person, when I was on their lives, started fucking talking shit to viewers and talking shit about this dude that they fell out with and shit, and saying hard R. And this is a fucking white person.
It's fucking gross.
And I'm like, hold up. And I'm like, you can't be doing that. Oh, fuck you, bitch. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. People were in the chat like, you cannot be doing that. Like, this is disgusting as fuck.
Like, why would you even want to do that anyway?
So I immediately unfollow, right? Because even if you're drunk, whatever, why is your brain going there? My brain, when I get mad, frustrated, fucked up, blacked out, whatever, that's not where my brain goes. And as a white person, your brain is going there. You're fucking disgusting, right?
Yeah.
So I unfollow them, and then a friend like was reposting their shit and like, you know, trying to promote and like, you know, talk about whatever, they love them and shit. And I was like, hold up. So I messaged them and I was like, hey, you know, this happened. That's why I stopped following this person. Like, you know, that shit ain't cool.
Yeah.
And this person that I'm telling is also white. And they're like, what? What the fuck? Like, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, I'm dead ass serious. And it was more than once. Like, kept doubling down, didn't give a fuck. Fuck you, bitch. Whatever. I'm gonna say whatever I want to say. And I'm like, drunk or not, that shit ain't cool. Oh, well, I'm gonna talk to them about it, because that's crazy. I'm gonna talk to them about it. I'm like, yeah, you should. But then the fact that that was your reaction, and you're not really their friend in real life, this is like a social media friendship, but you're not cutting it off. I'm like, okay, thinking that's a little weird. Now they're full on grieving this person. They were such a beautiful soul. They were such a beautiful heart. Just the most positive, blah, blah, blah. You forgot what I fucking told you, apparently, because that, what? I don't excuse. Am I tripping? Am no. I tripping? Is like, I'm not
no,
saying.
No, I've said for some reason, when people die, those around them only, it's always they lit up a room. It's,
yeah.
It's always.
The best
all
heart,
the flaws are the forgotten.
Best, yeah.
And I'm not like that.
I'm not either. And I'm not in real life either. Like, with real life people, I'm just going to keep it to myself. So that's what I've been doing. I did tell a few people that I saw. No, a few people asked me about this person. Like, did you hear that, you know, such and such, you know, died or whatever? And it was like tragic and all this shit. And I'm like, yeah, I did. But I'm not sad, and I'm not going to speak on it, because this also happened. I don't feel guilty about that. I don't feel like.
You're not running around going, haha, they died.
Or part of me wanted to, though.
But you're not.
I'm not. But part of me wanted to be like, okay, like, you know.
But you said it was unaliving.
But yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, I don't want to be a Donald Trump about it.
Exactly.
I don't want to be gross like
exactly.
that, because I think that's gross.
It is.
So I don't want to laugh when someone dies, unless they're like the person that sexually assaulted me, or like, you know, then I'll dance, but like,
or raping
when
kids
they died, or like, you know, whatever, but like, yeah. Otherwise, but I will say this, that's not a forgivable thing to me. And being under the influence is not an excuse for me. And it's like, am I tripping? Am I being overly strict? Like,
no,
I don't know.
Because they did not do anything to, I was going to say repent, but they didn't.
Basically, bitch, no apology, no fucking. They doubled down, called me a fucking bitch for saying something. Fuck you. And
they haven't done any work to.
No,
be
to
a
acknowledge
better
person, it. And,
to apologize, to donate money to fucking black organizations. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
there's no change, no effort into doing better. Or
and no
being
one
better.
Held them accountable for it. Like, it was just like, okay, like, they're just being their drunk self.
And
like,
all
girl.
Those people that allow that and mm-hmm. are okay. Anyone okay with that is questionable.
That's how I'm looking at it.
Agree.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. I'm not going to be Donald Trump about it, but you're not going to see me being sad. And if
right.
you ask me about it, I'm going to tell you what the fuck happened.
Right.
Because to me, I don't know. That's not forgivable to me. Maybe it is to you, but it's not. And then I'm going
to
question
especially
you.
Not with no action to do better. No,
no.
Absolutely mm-hmm. the fuck not.
No.
I agree. No.
Nope.
So
if you could figure out who I'm talking about, you probably have, but I'm not.
I have no fucking clue.
No, you do. But I'm just not going to, because I don't want to be Trump. Again, I don't want to be Trump about it, but you know exactly who I'm talking about.
Recently?
Yeah. In the last few days. Yeah, this week. Hey guys, are you enjoying yourself?
Do you want even more dysfunction?
You're in luck.
join our Patreon. And for the $20 tier, you can get 4 full-length ad-free episodes per month.
Along with early releases of our regular episodes, merch, private live streams, chat, and access to our new voicemail for a chance to have your questions played live on the show.
Live on the show. See you there. We talked about it?
Yeah.
Christ, I got holes in my brain. I can't think. I saw where another influencer had unalived themselves on live recently.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't on live.
But very obviously, very much wasn't who you're talking about because it was a black girl.
Yeah, no. No, but that's...
fucking heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is.
Heartbreaking. I don't know much about it. Unfortunately, I don't even know her name. I just had saw, you know, in passing.
But just to go back to, like, people being glorified and all that after they pass away. We know people, you know people that you were close to that died, but they had shitty ways. They were shitty in life. So it's like, you just be quiet. You know, I don't, it's like, it's very performative and it's very fucking weird when people are like, I don't know, the devastation and the fucking,
what? I feel like you can be sad, right? But to put them into sainthood because they're dead is unrealistic. Mm-hmm. You know, just like I hate most obituaries because they are so fucking glossed over. You know, it turns everybody into the best person who ever lived. I don't fucking like that. I like. Yeah.
Sometimes they be dry. I've read some that are like almost mean.
I've
like,
read some good
have you
ones.
Seen some newspaper ones and shit that are like, not like that person yet.
They're
that
dead.
That are just like, to the point, dry as fuck, goodbye. Like, I've read some that are fucked up. But, you know.
Hey, you earn.
Yeah.
You earn your place, you know. But I do. I think it's very weird to all of a sudden forget every bad thing somebody's done because they've died.
Yeah.
You know, a piece. Hello, I love my dad. I love Billy, but because he's dead, we're not going to pretend like...
like he didn't do all the evil shit. Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right. Yeah, no. It's crazy. As crazy as a Betsy bug.
Crazy as a Betsy
Trump.
Bug? What?
Yeah, I had a friend who's... very old mother used to say.
That's cute.
Crazy as a Betsy bug.
I picture her having bangs and an attitude.
And both.
A Betsy bug with black bangs. I know what that Betsy bug looks like.
Crazy as a Betsy bug.
That's cute.
And fucking that dirtbag, fucking Donald Trump. Dude, I can't wait to read his.
Did you see a couple weeks ago or whatever, whenever it was, fuck him. But when he was given the speech, like, why do we always have to get the worst immigrants? Why can't we get good ones from Sweden, Norway, fucking blah, blah, blah? Why do we
That's
always
him
get
saying the hard R, bro.
Hello. Yes.
That's the hard R.
On a microphone. Like,
yes.
He's like, we always get him from dirty, gross ass Somalia.
Third world.
Fucking horrible. The worst countries. And like, are you fucking, why has no one handled that? Like,
and
are you
his
fucking
supporters
They're
are
like,
yes,
yes, yes, even of color, yes, clapping and agreeing with him. What
I'm like, is this the fucking Twilight
it is.
Zone?
It is.
Because how is this?
The world is like ending. That's why I'm like, just Christmas every day and fucking eat whatever you want, do whatever you want.
No,
we're
for
in
real.
Hell.
For
we're
real.
In hell. Make it fun.
Did you see the reel I sent you of the first George Bush and
yes.
Ronald Reagan?
Making sense.
The decorum.
And what I asked you immediately when I saw it, is this AI?
Like,
I was like, this can't be real. So,
you know, there's George Bush, obviously senior, and then George Bush Jr. I can remember everybody thinking George Bush Jr. was the worst. And this is not to say he did not do fucked up things and he was the worst, right? But now, after experiencing Donald Trump, looking back, I sent her this reel. I came across a reel of George Bush 1, debating Ronald Reagan. Can't stand, fucking hate Ronald Reagan. But the tact and like decorum and respect that they had for immigrants when speaking about undocumented.
They were speaking compassionately. They were making sense. They were saying we should welcome them and
make sure they're okay.
Yes. And talking about everyone as being human and we should look out for each other. And it was like, this has to be fake. My response immediately was, is this AI?
Oh,
it was a real conversation that I don't see that happening ever again.
Ever. No. And, you know, they were like, you know,
they were scum. And they were talking some sense. And they were fucking scum of the world.
Yes. And, you know, they were like, you know, we do need to figure out our immigration and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But they were speaking about fucking undocumented immigrants with like kindness and compassion and care.
And the way that we should be. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy to see.
Crazy, right? I couldn't
believe it. Was it like 90s? Like was it like the early 90s?
80s.
80s? Yeah, the it was 80s. Crazy to see. And because, you know, I've seen videos of Biden from back then, and he's like saying he don't want his kids going to school like a jungle and shit. He didn't want, you know, what is it? Integration? Of the classrooms, and
he's like, keep it segregated.
Keep it segregated. He don't want his kids going to school in a jungle atmosphere. Just disgusting shit. Disgusting shit. And then you look back at these other fucking asshole demons, and they're actually making sense. And I was like, what?
Yeah,
can't be real.
And now our fucking president is screaming about how he wants white immigrants.
Yeah,
what the fuck. Twilight Zone, dude. Like,
yeah, I don't know where we are.
What the fuck? Like, how much longer does this guy have on the planet?
I know.
How can one fucking man single-handedly
undo so much work and just drive us into the dirt
and empower and like encourage and excite a whole fucking country of pieces of shit?
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking, the shit's going to be studied for decades.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be spoke about if there's even a fucking planet, you know, for shit 50 years from now, they're still going to be talking about this fucking idiot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Nice. Did you also, really quick, while you mentioned AI, did you see the video? The reel where... I hate to even talk about this stupid, dumb fuck family. You know who I'm talking about.
No. Oh, now I do.
Those girls.
Yeah, now
I
do.
And they got a mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they all those date girls. Black men. And they love Israel.
Yeah.
And they're uber privileged. And they got Merkins in their store. Yeah,
that group.
Those fucks. Mm-hmm. It's a video of their show.
Mm-hmm.
And how... like, there's a whole scene done with AI. Like, not even them. It's AI. When the one that rhymes with Blowy, her necklace goes from, like, a cross to, like, an oval and then a candy cane.
What?
And then her teeth, like, separate and some go up.
They used AI for an episode?
And then all the food products. I'm
That's
assuming
creepy.
It's her popcorn brand.
That's
right?
Really creepy.
The wording, you know, one
was
of the
changing.
One of the key tells of AI is the letters don't really spell a word. Yes, that they don't spell a word. It's very weird.
They were all on vacation somewhere and they were like, we can't get back in time to film. So you just got to make it work. Use CGI or whatever.
Imagine.
What?
Very weird. I screen recorded it to show you. So I was like, what the fuck?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Not surprised.
I know. Stupid.
Not surprised. You want to welcome some new patrons? Do we have some?
No. Oh, come on.
I'm gonna tell you something. Nobody talk. I mean, I'm bringing this up because I'm about to throw up because I could smell a litter box. Perimenopause, your sense of smell becomes like superhero like. Yep, yep. And I think that's not talked about enough. Also, your sense of taste.
Yeah, I just got a whiff. One of them went to the bathroom. Yep, one of them just used it.
Also, your sense of taste changes.
Yes. Oh my God.
And no one talks about that. So prepare for your body to feel like it does.
An alien.
It just reminded me I need to put a patch on. I forgot. I took it off earlier and I forgot to put it on.
I've already decided I'm putting one on tonight.
Yeah. But be prepared that if you are going to go through that, your body is going to feel like it doesn't belong to you anymore. And your senses are going to fucking change drastically.
Yep. And let me tell you, you know, I've always loved hot food.
Oh, like spicy?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Not anymore?
The fucking jalapeno cream cheese fucking taquito at 7-Eleven burns my fucking mouth now.
Yeah.
Burns.
It will change. It will change. And your sense of smell is so intensified that like I get pissed off from it at least like twice a day.
You could work as a drug dog.
Yeah, I could.
It's fucking horrible.
The other day I was laying in my bed and I started to smell something and I got up and I was a smoke seeking like German Shepherd. Yeah. And I was like, I opened Bunny's door. She was in there, not just minding her business, closed it, went down to that other kid's room, opened the fucking door. There was a blanket. There was some smoke going on in there somewhere. Mm. Apparently I was like, hi, are you insane? Are you insane? And he's like kind of laughing and was like, oh, I just smoked like a little doobie.
You're like, I know.
Don't you ever in your fucking life do that again.
Motherfucker.
I don't give a fuck if you climb out the window. Don't ever fucking do it again. Now, mind you, it had been gone, dissipated, everything. But my nose, it was now in my room. And I was like, you know what? You can't pull one over on this nose. I'm going to know. I'm going to fucking know.
Always. I was going to. I'm gross, but I'll know when you burp.
Yeah.
Like for real.
It's not okay.
We have a couple.
Okay.
Ty, Stephanie Seha, and Katie Pearson, and Danny. Thank you guys.
Are
so
those
much.
From last week?
No.
Okay. I thought Stephanie Seha was from last week. Maybe not.
No.
Well, if we said you twice, thank you twice.
Look it.
But thank you guys for joining us. We love to have you.
Definitely.
Enjoy the lives. If you can't sleep.
Hey, listen, there's no rhyme or reason to them. Sometimes they're at 2:00 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's 2:00 in the morning. Maybe where you live, it's 2:00 in the afternoon, but it's 2:00 in the morning here.
It's always a surprise.
Always. Yeah, it's great when it's middle of the night here, you know, like in Australia, it's fucking daytime. So our listeners, they're up. It's a good time.
Well, then
my fingers have been cold. Even when I'm pouring sweat, sweltering, my fingers are freezing. We have some write-ins.
I was just pulling one up. I'm trying to see if I read it. I don't think I did, so I'm going to read it. If I did, act like I didn't. Hello, my lovely ladies. Hope you're both enjoying your holiday season. As always, thank you for creating a community of some of the most badass, loving, and down-to-earth humans. I'm forever grateful for this show and the two of you. I'm writing in a little early with the hopes that it makes it onto the show in time for a very special gal's birthday. Screaming happy birthday to my sweet friend, Cass. She moved cross country a couple years ago. So unfortunately, I can't wish her a happy birthday and celebrate in person. So I'm hoping a little shout out on one of her favorite podcasts makes her feel my love all the way from Chicago. Cass, I love you with my whole entire heart, and I hope you know just how special you are to me. I hate that you're so far away, but you truly seem happier now, and that makes me happy, even though the selfish part of me wishes you'd cut the shit and move back because I miss my girl. I hope this next year brings you only the best things this life has to offer. No amount of distance or time apart will change how much I adore you. I hope you feel celebrated and loved, and you enjoy your birthday, you badass bitch. Love you forever, Allie. Aww. Happy birthday, Cass.
Happy birthday.
I don't know what day it is. I don't think they put what day it is.
I don't either.
No, it doesn't say when it is, but I hope it's on time. I hope we got to it in time.
Happy birthday. That was really sweet, Allie.
Yeah.
Got a long write-in.
Okay.
Don't you want to read it?
Do I want to?
Yeah.
I don't have my glasses, but I could try. If I need,
if I need backup, I got
you. Yeah, then I'll pass it over. Is it this one with the yellow heart? Was it in the email?
Yeah, but
oh, this is not it. Okay, well, I'll do this one first because this one looks brighter. Hi, Pat and Crystal, longtime listener and actually have written in before, but this is for something completely new and different. Crystal got a new phone, so she's feeling rich.
I hate it.
What number is this?
A 17 Pro, I think.
Oh, you think you're rich?
No.
You just called me poor?
You can have it.
Look at that.
I'll give it away for Christmas.
Look.
Merry Christmas. Trade me, please.
Okay, where was I?
Mine fucking won't go on. That's why I had to.
Yeah, she had a dilemma. Was it the day of the show?
The day before
the show. Yeah.
We're trying to do hella shit.
Yeah, that's how our universe works.
Yeah. You know, I don't fucking buy new phones.
I know, and we had just talked about it. Okay, I've written in before, but this is for something completely new and different. Let me say first, love the pod. I always look forward to a new episode, and you guys have helped mold me and mold my thoughts and perspectives throughout the last 6 years or so of my life. From the time I was 22/23 to now almost 29.
Wow.
I went from being a hardcore stoner, not in a bad way, just was constantly high.
Love it.
And crazy young, quote, adult. To now, I'm an amazing mom and an amazing girl of an amazing girl. Almost two as baby boy is due in February. Congratulations.
Aww.
A great wife and just loving the woman I've become in those years, all with you two by my side.
I love that.
All right. This is very specific. So hopefully no one involved listens to the pod because I don't want to seem like a bitch or insensitive, but need to vent, get my thoughts out, and get some advice on how to navigate this situation. My brother-in-law, 31, male, who's never really done anything in his life, never lived on their own. He's either lived with his parents or my husband and I his whole life, never really had a career that has long-term projection, completely dependable on his parents and drinks, smokes weed and does shrooms and LSD, but honestly, that's just who he is and who he's kind of always been. I don't mind the drinking, smoking, drug use, since, like I said, who he is and always been, and never really has been something I cared to worry about. Plus, I don't think it's an issue, just something to note to help share the maturity level he has. His dependency on his parents is, in my opinion, completely my mother-in-law's fault. So it's just kind of been how it is. He's never had anything or anyone to care for besides himself. And even then, his parents have picked him up time and time again. Side note, I come from a family that essentially makes you do something with your life or lets you fall on your face and fail time and time again. So from my experience in life, it's constantly felt and seemed like his parents are coddling him and overdoing it. But I also see the love they have for their sons and me, and know they do the same for my husband and even me if we needed it. We just have had aspirations in life and a different mindset to make something of ourselves. and not take advantage of their love. Now, my brother-in-law started dating a girl he works with October of this year. She's 20 years old, and they've known each other for a couple months before dating. Yes, she's 20, and he is 31. I think the main reason they're compatible is my brother-in-law's maturity level, for sure, is that of an early 20-year-old. Of course, I'm sure they have other things in common and like about each other, but I just can't get over the age gap and how I think it's entirely inappropriate and just embarrassing. And I'm saying this as someone who, when I was 19, dated a 28-year-old for a couple months. So you have some experience with it. I have been that girl and fell into that trap of dating an older man that told me I'm so mature for my age and all that other bullshit.
Right.
I dated the loser who was almost a decade my senior, who was just doing nothing productive with their life. Now here is the bomb. The week before Thanksgiving, my brother-in-law told his parents, my husband and I, that him and his new girlfriend were pregnant.
I knew it. Fucking
and it happened because they were not being safe, obviously. At this time, she was probably 5 weeks or so pregnant. My brother-in-law seemed scared and ultimately made it seem like the doctors were telling them that the pregnancy might not be viable since it was so early and the only thing they could see was the yolk sac on the ultrasound. I got the vibe he was kind of hoping it wasn't going to be and that ultimately he was not happy this happened. A couple days later, I was talking with my mother-in-law about this, and she mentioned that my brother-in-law and his girlfriend were leaning towards termination, and that although my mother-in-law was sad and emotional for the decision, thinks it's for the best since they're so new in this relationship and my brother-in-law isn't ready and never has mentioned wanting children. My thoughts on this whole thing were for his girlfriend mostly, and how I was sad for her and that she was put in this situation. And although I know they both had to do the deed to get pregnant, my brother-in-law was selfish and stupid for not having safe sex and putting her in this situation. I can't lie. I was also disappointed that my potential niece or nephew was going to be born into a fucked up situation if they did decide to continue with the pregnancy. But I also was hoping they'd terminate for the sake of his girlfriend, her age, their age gap, the life experiences she hasn't gotten to experience, and my brother-in-law ultimately not being ready maturity-wise, life-wise, stability-wise to be a father. The following week, Thanksgiving week, my husband and I ask how things are, and my brother-in-law says they're leaning towards termination. They weren't ready for a kid, ultimately not in the right space in life financially or emotionally for a kid. And I straight up told him, I think that's admirable that you can see that. And although it's not a light decision, it's probably for the best. He mentioned they were waiting for them to get paid to pay for the abortion since they had no money at that time. Well, just a couple days ago, I heard from my mother-in-law that they are still thinking about it. They definitely have gotten paid and she's approaching 8 to 9 weeks. I'm furious and selfishly disappointed that they haven't taken care of it. And I do feel bad writing that because I don't want to seem insensitive or bitchy, but this is something serious. I just think they're making a huge mistake if they decide to keep this baby. I feel like my brother-in-law will be a shitty father and his poor girlfriend will have to raise this kid alone. And then I think if they do have the kid, how the situation is unfair and fucked for my kids, as their cousin will most likely be in and out of their life, and my mother-in-law and father-in-law will have to support this kid and take on the burden of having the child of their child be dependent on them, or worse, not see the kid as frequently if the relationship doesn't work. This is really long. I will say my parents had me at a young age, and my mom has even admitted she... Honestly, you're in too deep. This feels like you're too worried.
Yeah.
I understand the concern. I do.
But ultimately, it's not your issue to handle.
Yeah.
You know, you're kind of a
you can have feelings about it. Yeah. But I wouldn't stress and I wouldn't worry about the effect it would have on your kids and like, et cetera. Like, I think we're in too deep at that point. I will add this part. Side note to add, my father-in-law is pretty heavily MAGA, pro-life, and very different outlook on this whole thing and has told my brother-in-law having a kid will change your life for the better. When my husband and I heard this, my husband immediately said yes when you're ready for it. So I feel like my father-in-law is putting his own opinions heavily into my brother-in-law's mind. I kind of feel like everyone is. And I kind of feel like no matter what, like you're using your life experiences, your mother, how she felt about you, all of this shit to form your opinion, which is what we do. We base it on our life experiences. But, you know, this is their decision. And
either way.
And I mean, I get you having concerns about her being young and possibly being taken advantage of and all that kind of shit. But like they're together, you know, so they got to figure this shit out on their own.
Yeah.
I just don't want you to like worry and stress or think that like, you know, y'all can help make that decision at all.
Yeah. No, you can't.
Yeah.
It's ultimately it's theirs. And you just have to step back. And
yeah. Even if you do think it's a mistake, like it's their choice. So like they really got to, you know, make that decision for themselves. And hopefully they don't make that decision based on anybody's opinion, not the dad, not the mom, not anybody, like whether or not.
Right.
Because even if it, you know, a baby changes, even if they have it. Yeah.
You know,
even if the baby changes some people for the better, it ain't that way for everybody. None of it is the same, is that way for everybody. So like, this is really their decision. And I just, you got to hope for the best. Only give your advice if they ask for it, because, that might not be received well. If you're just like, this is a sensitive subject and you know that. So
yeah. And he's already.
Yeah. Just let them know you're there if they need to talk or anything. But like, you got to really leave it up to them.
Yeah. And they're already getting it, I'm sure, from the MAGA dad. From.
Yeah. And her getting farther along, it kind of sounds like terminating this pregnancy is not a priority to them. Like,
yeah.
Which makes me think they're leaning towards keeping it, which makes me think you should get comfortable with it.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, but don't take it on as your issue.
No. And start stressing about the effect it'll have on your kids or your, you know, if they're in it, the baby is in and out of their life or what, you know, like.
Sometimes it just is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And you guys will be fine.
Yeah.
All right. I have one. Hi, Thea, Pat, and Crystal. Please keep me anonymous. I'm a longtime listener, first time write-in. I'm writing in for advice on a fight I'm having with my older sister. My sister wrote it. Just kidding. Sorry if this is super long, but I really need outside opinions and I trust yours.
Oh, for thank reference. You.
Thank you. For reference, I'm 27 years old and my sister is 40. We grew up with a stable mom. Definitely not mine. We grew up with a stable mom,
shut the fuck
stable
up.
Household, and her kind of always referring to herself as my second mom because of our age difference and her helping raise me. We've been very close my entire life, but she's also been very controlling when it comes to my life as well. Mm-hmm. She's difficult to disagree with, and she will stop talking to you, give you the silent treatment, or never see your point of view.
I hate weaponized.
That sounds awful.
Weaponized fucking silence is like one of the worst things ever.
This has caused me to have a lot of anxiety towards her. Yep. Rightfully so.
Yep.
To the point where I don't disagree or call her out on things because it's just easier for me not to. And I hate confrontation. See? And that's fucked up.
I feel it.
She has a husband of 10 plus years. Okay, that's crazy because she's 27.
No, wait, she does or the sister does?
The sister does.
The sister's 40.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. She has a husband of 10 plus years with 5 kids. The two oldest, 21 and 19.
Fuck.
Are stepkids to her. The others are 14, 4, and 1. The two oldest have been in our lives since they were 3 and 5, so they are family. I love them with my whole heart.
Aww.
My sister's a strict mom. The older girls didn't have phones until 16 or 17. They never went on dates with friends or boys, didn't go to school functions, didn't have boyfriends, etc. My 21-year-old niece still doesn't have her driver's license. My 19-year-old niece has seemed to kind of become the black sheep of her family because she's been a little rebellious in the past. She has so much ambition and drive and wants to work, but is stuck at home helping watch these kids.
Absolutely not. Fuck that.
Even though my sister is a stay-at-home mom. No.
No, bitch. You wanted all them. Don't make them
fucking
kids.
Don't put that
kids.
Pressure on the fucking...
I can't stand
that
shit.
That's a huge, huge problem. She is a great kid, but has done stupid shit like stealing an Arizona from a gas station, vaping, having a boyfriend like most kids do. My sister...
Those don't even seem that bad.
At all. My sister has also kicked her out of the house with nothing but a backpack for stealing her phone back.
Jesus Christ.
Because of this, her and my sister haven't had the greatest relationship. Okay.
Not a shocker.
For context of the fight, my 19-year-old niece called me to vent about something the 4-year-old said, and my sister ended up believing the 4-year-old. I guess the 4-year-old said, "Mommy, Audrey called you fat." My niece swore up and down she would never say that or teach her that, but her mom didn't believe it and was giving her the silent treatment and not talking to what and not wanting to talk to her regardless.
God, your sister sounds real
fucking
great.
That's not good parenting. That's not what the first of all. Okay, I don't give a fuck if you steal your phone back, whatever. I'm not kicking you out the fucking house with a backpack. I'm not kicking you out the house, period. That's number one. And then silent treatment to one of your kids. Like what?
And
over something like that?
So this is one of the stepkids.
Yes. That's what's making me like, what the fuck?
And she's believing the 4-year-old.
Her kid.
Exactly.
Over the stepkid.
Exactly.
I don't like any of this.
Your sister's fucking piece
of shit. Your sister is fucked up. My niece also told me that she had an interview she wanted to go to the next day, but was scared of what her mom would say since she's already mad. I told her she's 19 and if she wants to work, she can. Helping take care of your little siblings is not your responsibility because my two older nieces are like mothers to the little ones.
That shit is sick.
She said she'd ask and text me later. A couple hours later, I get a call from my sister saying, "What did Audrey go crying to you about? I see you guys were on the phone for 45 minutes. Bitch, I want to fight your sister.
No, for real.
I tell her to relax. Audrey can vent to me if she wants to, and we ended the conversation civil. I found out later my sister took her phone away for asking about the interview. The girl is 19.
For a job interview. It's not like the mom caught her getting fingered in the fucking basement.
The Christmas basement.
Right.
Hours later go by without hearing from them. And then my sister calls me saying, "What the fuck did you put into Audrey's head? She has her stuff packed saying she wants to leave to your house. She says she's grown and wants some space." Bitch, rightfully so.
Seriously.
Bitch. Things escalate because my sister is trying to stop her. I hear my brother-in-law telling my sister to stop. I hear my 14-year-old niece yelling at her mom to stop. I find out later my sister put hands on her. As in pushing, grabbing her, and laying on her.
Guess
so she can't leave.
Guess who's going to jail?
And laying on her?
Nah, I'm calling the cops.
Oh my God.
Your sister is fucking gross, bro. Like,
my sister tells me this is all your fault.
No, bitch.
If you let her inside your house, I will never speak to you again. Bitch, I'm going to come whoop your ass is what I'm going to do. I'm going to come beat your ass and I'm going to ask the other kids how the fuck you be treating them.
And then I'm going to call the police on you.
And that she will come over here and drag Audrey out by her hair. At this point, I'm enraged because who the fuck do you think you are? Trying to tell me what to do in my house.
Give us your sister's info.
Give me her address. If my niece is asking for help and wants to stay over, then damn right she's staying here.
All this because she wanted to go to a fucking job interview? You psycho.
Your sister
cunt.
Is psycho and petty as fuck and abusive. As she's fucking fuck. Abusive. She's an evil stepmother.
And the fact, on top, exactly. And on top of that, bitch, you don't want her getting a job because then you got to watch your own fucking
exactly.
kids.
Exactly. But you're a stay at home mom, bitch. Fuck. You're a stay at home mom. What the fuck else are you supposed to be doing?
Oh my God. Poor Audrey.
She's a legal adult. What kind of mother wants her daughter on the street or at her boyfriend's instead of with family? My sister told me I don't care where she stays, but she can't stay over there. No, well, guess what, bitch? You don't run my house. My brother-in-law ends up driving her to my house with all her shit, venting to me about my sister Good. And the way she's been acting recently.
Leave her. Get them kids and
tell
leave
him
that
to
bitch.
Leave. Yeah. Fast forward. The plan was for my niece to stay a couple days and go back. My niece called multiple times to try to go over and talk. My sister would respond, "What do you want?" And there's nothing to talk about. Shaking my fucking head. A couple weeks later, my niece calls again to talk, and my sister basically tells her, "I'm going to get you. Pack up your shit and be ready." My niece is crying to me and saying she doesn't know what to do. She wants to stay, but doesn't want to make mine and my and her mom's relationship worse. My sister ends up coming, and my niece told her she doesn't want to go. From the house, I hear her tell her daughter, "You will never hear from us again. Don't come looking for us," and drives off.
Oh my God.
Fucking horrible. My sister later sends me a big message saying how disrespectful I am and that I hope she was worth everything I lost. I'm so mad at her and don't want anything to do with her right now, but I miss my other nieces and nephews so much. The 14-year-old and 21-year-old never responded to my text on Thanksgiving and have unfollowed me on social media. So my question is, what would y'all do? My sister has a good way of making it feel like I caused this by not letting her, by not listening to her and not staying out of it. It's either her way or no way. Do I still get my nieces and nephews Christmas presents? Yeah. Knowing her, she'll never let us see the kids with all this going on. She's that type of mother. Anyways, I love you guys and please never stop podcasting.
You fucking Girl. Call CPS and you send them in that fucking house, first of all.
And you send them to your house to interview Audrey.
Yep. Yep.
Your sister needs to be held accountable.
Yep.
She's running that fucking house.
She's
inappropriately,
running your house as well.
Trying to. Her husband ain't got no fucking backbone and he ain't even taken up for his own motherfucking kids.
I am so mind-blown.
Oh my God.
All this.
Are you in the mood to fight your sister? Because that's what I really want you to do. She needs humbled.
Yes. All that because this baby.
You're bullying your stepkids.
For real. Because she wants a job.
At 19.
And
you're taking away her phone and shit at 19. Bitch, you got life fucked up.
You got
life fucked up and they're letting you get away with this shit. That's why you think you're right in what you're doing. No, absolutely fucking not. You need to call your brother-in-law over to your house and you need to tell him you need to get some motherfucking backbone
and balls.
And take up for your goddamn kids and stop letting this bitch be an evil stepmother.
And make them... She's fucking literally got her fucking foot on their neck.
Yeah.
She's like, "You can't get a job. I need you to watch these other kids."
And you're putting hands on them and laying on them and fucking being all crazy.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
Oh my God.
And where is
talking about
their-
you'll drag her out the house by her hair. Oh, this 19-year-old niece of mine that's over here. Bitch, no, you won't. You need to beat her ass on the front lawn. That's the only way. Call CPS.
And your brother-in-law allowing his wife.
You're not sticking up for your kids. You're a piece of shit.
Oh my God.
I would definitely be, I don't know if you're in the mood to fight her. I would definitely be getting CPS involved.
And you can remain anonymous.
But again, she's an adult. So you got to get her okay with the fact that she's not going to talk to them for a while. And that's probably so fucking hard for her and so fucked up. But it's not her fault, and she needs to know that. None of this is her fucking fault.
None of it.
None of this is your fucking fault. Don't let that evil stepmother convince you otherwise.
Oh, my God.
I hate this, and it's around the holidays. I hate this. You're ruining my Christmas.
That shit is so sad.
Yeah. What an evil fucking witch.
Can you imagine a
Yes, I can.
You like
I know of some that way that do shit like that. Taking phones, kicking kids out in the street, fucking making them walk, fucking already like,
know,
yeah.
I already know how I feel when like Pop says something negative, like, and it gets back to me.
Yeah. Imagine. And your actual parent, it doesn't have your back. I've been in situations like that.
Yeah.
I know what that feels like. That's
your
awful.
Your sister's evil.
Thank God Audrey has you. I'll say that. Thank God she has you.
Definitely.
You need to explain to her how fucked up your sister is and that none of this is her fucking fault. She's been conditioned to believe that what your sister says goes and that she's right and she's wrong.
She's not.
Yeah, no. Got them watching them kids. All of that is a problem. A fucking problem. And I feel so bad that y'all are going through that.
Because what the fuck are you doing? Why you can't
being
watch
a stay-at-home
them?
Mom but not taking care of your young kids. You want the kids to take care of you, the kids that ain't even yours to take care of the kids. Like, what are you fucking doing?
Mm-mm. Oh, I hate your
sister. They don't work for you, bitch.
No, really.
No, they don't. They don't fucking work for you.
Those aren't your fucking employees.
No. That's awful.
Jesus Christ.
And yeah, I would want to get the nieces and nephews Christmas presents, but this fucking bitch probably ain't going to let them have them. Maybe put them to the side.
God.
I hate overbearing fucking bitches like that.
Saying abusive fucking parents. And step parent at that.
Yeah. That's awful.
She's not even doing anything wrong.
I would be trying to collect all the kids and have them come live at my fucking house. But your man could come live over here too.
Yeah, for
like,
real.
Like, cause you're not safe. They need to all come over here and stay until they could get their own place or something for away real. From your ass. Cause you're toxic.
You know, if she's willing to put her hands on her stepchild. She's
oh yeah.
Putting her hands on
everybody. Whoever, probably on him too. Yeah. On whoever. That's terrible.
No.
I'm sorry. Please keep us updated.
Yeah, please.
And please don't feel bad. This is not your fucking fault. You did what was right. That new phone is jumping.
Shut.
Please, you did what was right, and so did she.
Tell Audrey she did nothing wrong.
No.
And
I hope she gets the
her.
Job.
Yeah. We're rooting for her, man.
God.
And it's not her responsibility to look after no motherfucking kids.
No, it's not.
God. God.
All right. Well, we love you. Thank you for hanging with us.
Don't make your older kids watch your younger kids. Raise your younger kids.
Don't.
Babysit Don't. Once in a while is fine. It's not their
it's
responsibility.
It's not their responsibility. I've had situations like that in my own fucking family. I know what kind of damage that causes and pressure that puts on kids and fucking God.
It's unfair. It's really, really fucking unfair. Up. Don't have all them kids
Mm-mm.
if you can't do it. All right.
Jumped I have a sore
my
throat.
Soapbox.
Yeah. I'm going to go rest.
Yep. All right. Rate, review, share.
Yes, please.
Subscribe. Check out our Patreon. Give it as a gift.
Yes. Send us some more write-ins.
Yeah.
Send us pictures if you have them from the party.
Oh, please. That's it.
That's it.
Suck it easy.
Go to bed.